It's the 19th of October 2018. We are at the AWE conference, and actually we are in the meeting. And there are very specific people who meet here, actually, to discuss new projects and their finance methods. And one of those guys who is really interested in meeting with these new upcoming startup companies, he's going to present himself.
Hey, hi, nice to meet you. This is Daiki. I'm not a startup, but I'm an investor. I'm doing like investing in the startup, doing like VR and AR or like entertainment things. And I'm actually based in Tokyo, but we actually investing in all of the world. Like we have like 40 plus portfolio companies, and then 80% are from US and 10% from Europe and 10% from Japan.
But what makes you so interested in other markets than the Asian markets? And second, why are you interested in entertainment? Because here it became evident that people are looking much more for enterprise solutions.
First of all, Asian market using the technology more for like entertainment or like the daily life. But in Europe, you guys more using for like a B2B solution, which is interested for me to explore more. For example, you guys have like many automotive companies, and they are very open to integrate the technology to like develop more useful. So that's what I think changes, and then what I'm interested in.
Is it too easy to say entertainment is more on the Asian side and enterprise is more on the European side? Is it too rough?
Yes. And I think like many B2C service nowadays are from China. For example, TikTok or those kind of like B2C apps and services are now mostly from Asia, not from US and Europe. Yeah.
And what about the US market?
The US is they have everything. They're making everything, and then the product speed is very like rapid. So it's interesting to see like what kind of product is coming out. But they're actually building like both B2C and B2B market.
You are still a young and very clever guy, and you have a lot of responsibility. How do you match that?
I don't know. I'm 27 now, and I really like wanted to make my startups. But I actually make the startup event called Slash Tokyo. And then it's somehow I end up like working at a company called Supercell, which is the Finnish mobile gaming company. And then randomly I end up meeting the founder of the company now. And then I actually interested in like what the investor is doing and then what kind of thinking they have. So I just joined the company, and then I'm now like managing 100 million funds now.
There's so many more questions I would have liked to ask, but I think that's the right moment. So I make it a little more difficult for you. Imagine from all these questions, which I haven't asked,
Okay. One
question which you would have liked to answer. So explain this question to me and give your answer as well.
Okay. So why I like the entertainment? So we're going to have many like times or like many spare times from now on. And then people are now like so into entertainment like gaming or radio and music or like esports or those kind of things. And we want to spend more time and money on that from now. Not only the developed country, but also like development country. So I think the market is growing very, very fast. And then why I like entertainment fascinate me is that the experience when I work in Supercell, actually. So Supercell making like one of the like largest game is called Clash of Clans. And when I was working there, and then I met so many users from like young age or then old age. I think it's just great, like since they can make the product fascinate so many people and then enjoy all the time together. So I like those moments, and then I want to be a part of those industry now.
So that's the official end of the interview. I just have one question, which is bound to the fact that I've been in Japan quite often.
Okay.
And there's still one phenomenon I was really surprised. 3 weeks from now back, there was the first official marriage between an avatar and a Japanese young guy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And he married his avatar.
Okay.
Knowing that she's not always to say the right thing, and maybe even sometimes she doesn't work when the current is not on.
Okay.
But still he did that. And this, for me, is a very typical Japanese phenomena. Can you give me an explanation for that one?
Okay. So it's very Japanese things. Yeah. Since we have many, like, long history on the anime,
yeah.
So people are so into animation or, like, movies or, like, characters, yeah. Those pretty things. And what the interesting is now, I think the most people are now using the VR in Japan is the virtual YouTuber things. Mm-hmm. I think you have heard of that. So people are actually very into like communicating, not like human, but also characters that they can actually want them to express what they want to do. So I don't know, it's very unique even for me. But it's also an interesting phenomenon in Japan, and it's very typical, I think. Yeah.
Thank you very much for your insight, and I still have a great trip back.
Much.